All right, you need to shut up because we're starting the Give Them Mama podcast. Hey, you guys, it's yours truly. Happy holidays. It is Lala Kent. Welcome back to the Give Them Lala podcast. Hello, gorgeous. Talking
Which
to y'all.
One?
Both of you.
I was about to say, could be talking to me. We were saying gorgeous.
I'm talking
over
to
here.
Both of you.
Hello, gorgeous.
It. Are we happy? Are we healthy?
Happy, healthy, ready for the holidays. How about you, Easton?
I'm happy. I think I'm healthy. And I'm ready for the holidays.
You look healthy.
I look healthy. I feel great.
Mm-hmm. I'm happy and I know I'm healthy because I had to get a million vials of blood taken and go through all of these exams because I was getting life insurance and they told me I was healthy as a horse and I signed off the other day my estate planning and life insurance.
Congratulations. And that's a
real
deal.
How did that feel to get off
your
plate? Yeah. Doesn't it feel good to get done?
It feels really, really good, but it was weird when my estate planner had Easton and my mom come in onto the Zoom and she was like, So God forbid Lauren passes away, you immediately call me, and like talking about me as if I wasn't there.
And mine was like, so you're in this room because if your mom and sister die. I was like, oh my gosh, if
what
that happened. I
know, right? I was like, I'll think. Also, do you think people do that? Like, to me, if my loved one or whoever passes away, my first call is not going
to
be
my estate
planner.
No.
But obviously, that's important.
Well, when there's money to be had,
that's true.
You're absolutely going to be calling. I don't know. It is kind of such a strange thing to talk about because you are trying to tee up your loved ones and everything so that things don't go into, what is it, probate?
Mm.
Is that what it's called?
Sure.
Probate?
Sounds right.
Producer John, do you know?
Nope.
Yeah,
nope.
It's something like that where like all of your possessions go into the hands of the court. It's very expensive and very time consuming. So now it's just cut and dry. Although the stack of files, you were there, Jess, it was like that big.
It was
le big.
So many files. And I'm so excited to learn adult things from you, Law, because honestly, right. When you have a will, I was like, oh, you just go online and you fill something out. And you're good. I had no idea. It's a whole thing.
It is a whole thing and very boring.
Oh, yeah, the worst.
Mm. Yeah, that's why I liked the girl who helped me with mine because she's tried to make it fun.
Shit, no, that is the one thing. And that, even like leaving it, I was like, it was 10, 15 minutes. I was like, I feel like I just sat in school for 3 hours.
Right.
I very focused.
Oh, yeah. It's so hard to focus when people are talking their mumbo jumbo.
Mm-hmm.
And then me having to be like, okay, so my mom and sister are dead and now I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that in the case that, yeah
it's like, I think I'll be hanging from something
well,
too.
She was like, if you died in a car accident, and I was like, well, if I die in a car accident, my mom is most certainly also probably going to be dying in the car accident because we are glued
joined.
At the hip.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
twins.
Easton, you're going to need to be in on this. Funny, funny story. I went to Palm Springs over the weekend, and the locks on my doors, my sliders, they're like sometimes pretty hard to open. And I've tried greasing them up, whatever. I've had someone come to look at them, and they come to look at them, and it's super easy for them. And they're like, it doesn't need to be fixed. And I'm like, the second you leave, it's not going to be like that. So I'm having a tough time opening the back one. So my mom grabs like a nail and a little hammer to just tap it down. And it works like a charm. We're dicking around the house. And we are like, where's Ocean? So we go down the other hallway. And she's in the laundry room trying to climb up onto the counter to get to the toolbox. And my mom says, what are you doing, O? And she's like, I'm getting a hammer to open the door. But I, like, literally it flashed before my eyes. Ocean trying to do it. It not working, and her just hucking the hammer through the glass door. She would do that.
I could
She's
also see
gnarly.
Her just, like, hitting the hammer through the door and just leaving, like, hammer holes in all of
100%.
Oh, my God. Did you tell her? Were you like, oh, that's not how you open the door?
Honestly, you guys, that kid, she's kicking my butt.
It's the, what's your mom call it? Terrific twos, a.k.a. the terrible twos.
She goes, it's terrific twos. We're having such a great time. This is the time of our lives. By the end of the day, I'm exhausted. I literally had to take her back and forth to because I'm trying to kick her out of my bed right now because it's just a nightmare.
Right.
She's not getting a good enough sleep at night, you know? She's going to bed at like 11 or 12, waking up when I wake up, and it's just, it's not working. So I put her in the bed. She would get out. I'd have to walk her back in. I probably did it 15 times because my mom was like, you cannot break. You cannot break. So many times I wanted to break and just say, fine, just get in my bed. Turn a movie on. I don't care. Being a mom is hard.
I can imagine. Why are you trying to get her out of your bed again? Is it just not good for kids?
It's just we at my house were so structured and doing such a killer job. And since I allowed her to be in my bed a little too much, there's just no structure. You know, there's no
it's
bedtime.
It's like when that structure falls, there was a lot of pieces that fell with it.
It all, like, everything comes down to a proper amount of rest for a child, right? There were no nap times happening because she wouldn't sleep in her bed.
Okay, that makes sense. That
so
makes sense.
So we're on, I think, night four tonight that she'll be in her bed again, and I'm thrilled about it. But it was, like, smooth sailing. I remember Stassi would be like, what do I do? What do I do? And now I'm like, what do I do? Because it's no longer magical. It's more like, what the hell did I do? What did I do? The day that I was like, you know what? Let's have babies. Let's have babies. You're now kicking my ass.
But you know what? There's only, this is also kind of sad because it's crazy how time flies. There's only a few months left until she's out of the terrific twos.
No, I know. But can I tell you something I used to tell people when my child was like ye old magical? Mm-hmm. I'd be like, they'd be like, what's your advice? And I'd be like, remember, time flies and even the good times pass as quickly. Like the bad times pass, but the good times pass just as quickly. So enjoy it all. Now I'm like, don't let those motherfuckers in your bed. Biggest piece of advice, never let them in your bed. Like, oh, I can't wait to see the comment section again. Oh, did you guys see that article that some like Z-list blogger wrote that why Lala bashing her mom is not a good look, even if it's a joke? And now, like, I'm so nervous to say anything on this podcast because I think like some, like, low-level blog is going to pick it up and turn
what
it into nothing.
What were they talking about?
Yeah, like, what?
Because, like,
it was,
what
like,
story I, of us slamming our mother?
I think it was that
pick.
My mom.
I know, there's so many.
Fucking take a pick.
Well, there's so many.
I don't even know. Even, like, I told her, I go, how many, you got a lot of things to rebuttal, and she goes, I forgot them all. Like, we all we do is make fun of you, so I don't know who's saying it's bad luck.
But the thing is we make fun of Lisa just to hear her laugh.
No, that's right. If she took offense to it, like,
oh,
I wouldn't
I would
make
never
fun of
poke fun
I
at her.
I poke at her because what I get out of poking her is the it's gold.
Her laugh?
It is gold.
It's the funniest.
And then the cough
she
after
laughs.
It, and then she'll look at you and go, I love you. And it's just like, oh, I
she go, you
love
are
you.
So funny to me.
I know. I was making fun of her. I'm not. I was on a roll, too. It felt good. And, like, all she did was, you're just, like, really funny.
No, and she goes like this. She goes, I'm like, really? I'm glad you think I'm funny. Not many people. She goes, I do. Like, I think you could be a comedian. You're really funny.
No, if you ever have a bad day, just go talk to Lisa. She'll build the ladder to climb for you.
She will. I don't know. It was something about, like, I didn't read the whole article, obviously. What's happening? Hold on. Producer John is telling me something.
Oh.
Oh, we have the article. Here it is.
Oh. What?
Heavy.
No, we don't like heavy.
Oops. Heavy flow.
Oh, Lala Kent reacts to her mother saying she's raising her daughter Ocean. Oh, yeah. This really did take the wind out of my sails. The Heavy is actually a pretty,
heavy?
Like, well-known publication. The one I read was, like, bottom feeder publication.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but these are one and the same. So it was probably about that. Because in the other one, not the one that the Heavy did, the Heavy's been kind to me at times.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they've been totally cool with me.
The Heavy wrote fans, the one says titled, Fans Drag Lala Kent's New Co-Host a couple years ago.
Who?
Oh.
Oh, you? Oh, I thought it was the other one.
No, it was funny. It was hilarious. That's and then
if
I
they were
Lala
dragging my co-host, like, they're not fans. All right? They're hanger-oners.
But anyway, keep going. So.
So it was obviously something about that. And in it, it said that Lala Kent is not entitled to free childcare, even if it is her relative. Okay, I don't have free childcare, you guys. My mother is on payroll. Yes. Easton is also on payroll.
Yes.
Me too.
They are employees of the Give Them Lala, soon to be Empire. So I do not have free childcare. Let's like put that one to bed. But you know what? This podcast is all about joking around.
And there's the thing. The other thing is my mother said that jokingly. Like, that's the thing. She was going through it.
By the way, I did start my period the next day.
You did?
Yeah, I was just ye old, like, offended by everything. Mm-hmm. Bitchy. Totally.
I can always tell when she's going to get there, and I'll be over at the house, too. I won't say much, and I'll just be like, I'm going to go home.
Really?
She's on edge.
Here's the thing. I got to tell you. I get my periods are very intense. I will rip your head off when she is.
But the good thing is, she will say, I'm on my period. So, I'm on my period. Get out of the way.
Yeah, get out of the way. Like, agree with everything I say. Don't come for me today because I will ruin your life.
She's vocal about it. That's the only thing that matters.
Right.
And I will say, was I offended that day? Yeah, I was offended. I think because it was that time of the month. I'm very grateful for the amount of support. Like, when they say it takes a village to raise a child, it very much does. And I don't think people would be saying that if I had a partner, right? Mm-hmm. If I were in, like, the norm for people, I'm a wife, I have a husband, you know, that wouldn't be the conversation. I don't have that. I've chosen to structure my family very differently. I've had that luxury that my mom could pick up her life and move out here. I did not expect that from her. She did that, you know, she packed for 3 days, and I said to her, like, you're moving out here. You're helping me with Ocean. It didn't go down that way.
No,
it kind of just.
It was an offer as well. Mom was like, because she called me, and I'll never forget, and she just said, Lauren really needs me out here. I don't know how long, but do you mind if I stay out here for a couple of months? And
yes.
I just said no. Like, when we say it, that's the thing. We joke. Mm. It wasn't like, Lisa, too bad for you and your whole life. You're stuck here. I need you.
No.
Lisa was like, I'm willing to do this, and I would like to. And that's how it goes.
And then it got to the point where she had been out here for a really long time. And she was like, I don't think I could, like, go back to Utah because I've spent, like, my every day with my grandbaby. And, like, I don't want to miss out. And that's when she decided. And I said to her, you can quit your job in Utah. And I will add you to my payroll. I will pay you to help me with Ocean rather than going out and finding childcare. Because bottom line is I work.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, really work fucking hard.
No, you do.
So, in a way, I resented that article a bit.
Well, because it's here's the thing that people, like, we can say that, mom can, because I worked in the 9-to-5 life. I saw these women. And what people don't understand is, like, you're with your daughter in the morning from 8 till 11, 10. Most people are dropping them off, you know? So, like, it's just here that we talk about it. And I feel like the only people get is when Ocean is with mom right now. That's the only thing they hear because she's always with mom right now when
right.
they're recording. So other than that, you go home. You're with your child. It was just a one play on things that people just like to just grab and take. But it's like, no, it was a fun play joke. You're with your child constantly.
You know what, Easton? I don't feel like I need to play pretend.
No, that's the thing.
I don't need to play pretend.
No.
I'm not a stay-at-home mom. Mm-hmm. My life does not revolve around being a stay-at-home mom because I'm a working single parent.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
I have a lot of help. I enjoy working. Motherhood is extremely fulfilling to me, but I like to work. I like to go to an office. And I have the luxury now at this point in my life where I can say to my mom, hey, why don't you bring Ocean to the office? Let's just kick it here today. I'm going to go record a podcast. I'll catch you in an hour. There are times where I have to go on tour and it's going to be way too much to have Ocean traveling and being bounced back and forth. I'll catch her in a week, mm-hmm. right? That's just how it works. And I don't see anybody pointing at a man who has to go and do those things and saying, you're not a present father or you expect,
no, and that's
you
the thing.
Expect your wife to just take care of the kids while you do this, that, and the other. No, we've structured the family the way that it needs to be structured, and I feel like everyone's fulfilled. And I don't even know why I'm giving this fucking bitch as much time as I've given her. Looking at the clock. This is why she works at the publication, and she'll never have a legitimate job.
Boo.
Boo. Suck my ovaries.
Mom shamer.
Gigi shamer.
Boo.
And you know what? This podcast is fun and a safe space, and my mama, when I read her that headline, laughed her ass off.
I cannot wait to have her on this freaking podcast.
For the rebuttals.
But by the way, there are times where we'll be poking at Lisa and she'll be like, I don't think it's that funny today. Can we not do it today? Yeah. And we're like, oh, we love you. You're there the best.
Yeah. There was a time, this was a while ago too, and I was poking fun, and she goes, can I just be your mom today? I said, yeah.
She is a freaking
angel. We were going
angel.
To Target.
Communication.
Yeah,
communication is key.
Yeah. It's key.
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold, and that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now, so get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off. I have been very transparent with you guys about my hair struggles between the pregnancy hormones and bleaching it all the time. I have been having some serious hair issues. And now with baby number two on the way, I'm already being proactive about my hair thanks to Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And I am definitely one of those people. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the root causes of thinning, which are stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism. You can take the Nutrafol Hair Wellness Quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. Because I know we are all different and we're on different hair journeys, Nutrafol makes building a hair growth routine super easy. Purchase online, no prescription required. You get free shipping and automatic deliveries so that you never miss a day. And you'll see results in 3 to 6 months. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Give Them Lala listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code Lala. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com. Spelled Nutrafol.com. Promo code Lala. That's Nutrafol.com. Promo code Lala.
Moving on. This is really, really amazing. T-Swift was booed, she and her fans apparently, at the Chiefs-Patriots game that took place, obviously, at the New England, whatever.
Gillette
because
Stadium.
I know that if it's like Chiefs-Patriots, the last team is always the home team. Is this correct, producer John?
Yeah. And I do have a question that's in soccer, though, like, or football. Opposite,
what even
home.
Is soccer? Just kidding.
I just said football. But so, like, at home, the home team is first when it comes to, like, European, right?
So apparently they like showed her on the Jumbotron. This is all coming via producer John because he can't get enough of Sunday Night Football.
We're in the same boat.
And they would show her on the Jumbotron and she like waved and like blew kisses or whatever.
Everybody's booing her.
They kept on her and she like looked at her friend and was like, they're still on me. What do I do? And you know, now I'm getting kind of pissed off because I think even Taylor Swift is getting sick of herself.
Well, that's what
I think
I'm
she's
saying.
Like, let me and everyone else just watch a
freaking
football game.
Let me watch
game.
My
I
like,
think
boyfriend
been that
play
way
football.
The whole time. Yeah. I don't think she showed up to the games and expected to be put on screen as much as she had. And poor thing, she's just trying to fucking watch a game.
Football. I know.
And
now
also
she's like, oh my
leave
gosh.
It up to the Gillette Stadium fans to boo her.
Right. Wait, why?
Because Boston? All the freaking
Boston.
They're all like coming out. Granted, there's a lot of great T Swift fans in Boston, but they're aggressive.
They're just Patriots fans. Mm. That's all that exists there, right?
And
they're not a fan of anything else.
Patriots, no, Red Sox. What do you mean?
Oh, okay. Just sports. They just like sports. Yeah. They don't want to hear your music. They don't want to see you on the Jumbotron unless it's a playback of the play that just happened.
Yes. Oh, yeah, they're huge. Sports, sports, sports all the time.
Oh, gosh.
Sports!
Sports!
Sports! Fucking can't get enough of sports!
Isn't Family Guy based in New England?
Yeah.
Quahog?
Yeah.
It is?
It's like Rhode Island.
Didn't I showed you. Even they have like it's a cutaway scene. And he's in a cubicle, and behind it, it's a Vanderpump poster.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I showed you.
Is that Family Guy, or is that American Dad?
Oh, it was American Dad.
It's American Dad.
Same creator, though.
What is New England?
It's like a portion of something new that isn't in England.
I think it's the New England. It was the first.
It was the first.
Yeah. It was like New Mexico.
But what is it? Like, what is it?
I don't think that's right.
No, it was the first. It had to do with like history or something. New England, like Columbus.
Had to do with like history or something.
New England. I think it's Rhode Island. No, not Rhode Island.
Let me tell you something. I think it is Rhode Island.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Boston.
Like a little bit of Mass.
Or Massachusetts, not Boston. Maine. New Hampshire. Connecticut.
New England.
Right? Yeah, tell us.
John Smith. John Smith coined the term New England on a 1614 whaling expedition. That's the New England.
Not me thinking it was.
A whaling expedition where he was like going to kill whales?
Or I don't know.
Yeah, probably. Boo, John Smith, boo.
1614, if he kills a whale, I'll let him have it. You're fighting with sticks and rocks.
That's very true.
You know,
that's
not even a prop boat. You're good luck.
That's a great point.
Hands to you if you get that whale.
Also, think about the boat that he must have been on. Just straight wood.
Just a wicker. Like, no prop, nothing. He's just floating.
Straight wood.
And that's what I'm going to say. If you killed the whale in that little boat and got it back to shore, you deserve all of that whale.
And you know what? I have to imagine that John Smith also
used the whale.
Used the whole whale.
Yeah. Like, that was the thing.
To, like,
bison. Yeah, like bison. When you'd kill a bison, they would pray to it. And because it was like, you are feeding us, you are clothing us. That was, like, their biggest thing. So, like, killing a bison was, like, a tradition because, like, thank you for everything that you're giving us.
Sure.
So that's why, like back in the day, hunting was for a purpose. Now it's like for a fucking head on a wall. But whale.
Trophy. Sport hunting.
Boo.
Boo.
I love Erica Jane.
Shame.
I love Erica Jane. She's in the fabulous, like, latex suit looking thing with, like, the tie, the bejeweled tie.
Yeah.
And she's talking about, I've been a hunter. I've always been a hunter. And if I'm going to hunt, I want to hunt the biggest game. I don't want to shoot warthogs. I want to shoot an elephant. And no, I'm not really shooting elephants, so let's just not go off on that.
But she's like, it's all up here.
Like, if she were to do it.
Cannot with her impressions. Lala, your impressions.
I found a whole new love for Erica Jane, though.
I'm obsessed with Erica Jane. Okay?
I will say, if there's a thing for marijuana, like an advocate, it was that dinner that they had and how chill everyone stayed. Because, well, I feel like that would have been a fight in itself, but everyone was high, so it was.
Well, that's
a very,
what Garcelle.
Oh,
or
let's just jump into it. I was going to save it, but let's just.
Well, we can.
I mean, let's segue. I know. I really want to talk about it. I haven't really been watching Housewives at all, you guys. I literally have one thing to say about Miami and SLC and their. Basically one and the same that I have to say.
Let's
and then
it.
All of BH. Let's talk about BH and then we'll jump back into like the fun stuff and the news that Lisa found for us.
Oh,
yes. But we're on Erica Jane. Let's just talk about BH. Okay, so there's been one episode that has aired after the THC party. Mm-hmm. So the previous two episodes were the THC party at the end and beginning of the
Eight,
two episodes before.
Whatever. Yeah.
The most recent. I die.
Funniest.
And I know
funniest.
I'm so late to this. Like, the internet went wild. They
but
went
we'll go
wild
now.
Okay?
Yeah.
Over Denise Richards. But I have to tell you, I watched this and was cackling like a witch to myself. And, like, in bed, triple chinning, texting Alex Baskin, being like, Denise Richards is fucking iconic. He was like, she's an icon.
Didn't even the producers,
she's an icon.
They were like, she's hammered.
Oh,
when
yes.
she like looks at the
yeah.
she looks at the camera and she's like, is he being sad? Genius. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And then she's like, you need to watch the show. You know what you did. And Erica, cool as a cucumber.
Stoned.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm fucking high.
I don't know what she's on. That's
you
what
are
I,
high. You are high as a fucking kite.
We watched Pineapple Express the other day.
Oh.
Did you just say Superbad? Do you know we got so dragged?
Slammed.
We got slammed. You and me, Easton,
for not
making fun of Jessica about something. Chlorophyll, more like Borophyll. And she was like, what movie? What is it? We're like,
Waterboy.
It's Billy Madison.
And do you want to know what's funny? I watched that last night because last night they had, it was a whole thing of just Adam Sandler.
But every
I thought of that
have
immediately.
You seen,
I was like, ah.
Have I seen Pineapple Express?
No.
Yes. But
okay,
not
Pineapple.
Forever.
Have you seen Billy Madison?
Yes.
Yes. Anytime I'm a disgusting, you know what? Anytime I blow my nose now, you guys, since I've seen Billy Madison. So I was a heel taut, is wiping the snot on my
What
neck.
Does he say? You can have the booger princess or whatever.
Snot queen is yours or something like that. So disgusting. Okay, so I was obsessed with that scene. Let's talk about I would die. Okay, so the most recent episode that we watched.
Yes.
So actually, I don't think it was the most recent episode. It's Kyle and Sutton having a conversation. Mm-hmm. And she's like, why she acted crazy in
Tell him.
What's it called? Las Vegas. Sutton.
Yes.
She's like, my ex is moving. He tells me he wants me to come with him, and he's taking my son. Now I don't have to go, and my son's not going, and now he'll have to pay me more child support, but I'll deal with that later. By the way, let me tell you something about Kyle Richards. I don't think she's ever looked better, and I love that she's not shying away from conflict. Conflict always used to make her so uncomfortable. There is something so empowering about her this season, and the way that Mauricio is to her, calling her love bean after the tattoo, and he's like, I hope I can see it often. And she's like, well, you're seeing it now.
Yeah.
He did something dirty. Mm-hmm. He has lost his way to her heart. Oh, he no longer does it for her.
It was a disgusting thing.
He is iced out.
To me, when like she was trying to get by in that scene, and he goes, I can kiss you whenever I want. I was like, you're a slime.
Ew.
That's his vibe.
That feels like his vibe. Yeah. Like she's mine.
Yeah, she's mine. I'll do what I want with you.
Yeah.
Like, and
no.
She's like, Morgan's kissing these lips. Both these lips.
Right. That ring, though. That ring that she has.
The one that they pointed out.
Yeah.
By the way, they missed the mark on that. She's like, I bought it for myself and it's on her ring finger. Yeah. I would be like, okay, well, that's strange.
Yeah.
The finger that's supposed to be for your man. You're now buying expensive jewelry for yourself. And to me, that's like a very independent move.
Yeah. I didn't think anything into that, by the way.
To me,
I
looked at it and I saw the Tiffany ring. Because they read about it and all of that. And it's like connection in that. And I was like, that for sure seems like it would be a gift from that. What's her name?
Morgan?
It could have been.
Yeah,
I just don't think she'd give them that fire. I think if Morgan got her a ring, I don't think she'd wear it to dinner. On her ring finger. And I also like,
but
I
now
just
she's not
never
shying away from confrontation.
That.
So
not
if you're going to bring it up, maybe she's willing to have the confrontation now.
Yeah.
Who, Kyle?
Yeah. Like, I will wear it because I don't care. I will deal with whatever.
I don't think Morgan seems like the type to go out and buy, what was it, a Tiffany ring?
Yeah.
She doesn't seem like that. She's rugged, right? Like, she's not into the whistles and the bells. She's into, let's go get matching tattoos.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So back to what I was saying. Kyle then says, like, that doesn't sound like a big problem to me. You're going to make more money? Like, I don't understand, like, why that would make you, that seems like a deflection. And then they cut to Sutton's interview, and she goes, you know, my ex is very, very powerful, and we're not talking about selling houses. All right, so this is what I looked up. And let's remember, paper takes ink. Like, don't believe everything that you read, but this is the Give Them Lala podcast, and we believe in every headline that we read, all right? That's just what we do.
Wrong.
That's just what we do until you guys go insane on us in the comment section, and then we straighten back up and become very, very educated and correct. So I Google, how much is Sun's ex worth? He is around $30 to $50 million. He, like, manages funds for like PIMCO or something. I think that's what it is. Okay. PIMCO. Then I Google Mauricio. Mauricio is estimated to be worth $100 million. And his empire, the agency that he's built, is said to be worth $57 billion.
Billion with a B.
Yeah. Now, that's a lot of money. Again, this is not fact checked. I don't know. It seems like a large number to me. It seems like he'd be pretty high up there in like maybe like Fortune 500 companies. I tried Googling that, but there were like a lot of companies and then I gave up. I was like, I'm just going to like read this headline. But it seems to me, if my calculation is correct, $100 million is a lot more than $50 million.
Yeah,
so,
I'd say.
So Mauricio ain't just like selling houses. He like runs the housing market in a lot of places. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was a low blow. But I do love Sutton. She's a shady little bitch.
She is. And she's grown on me the past couple. I think it's just because she lit up the joint at the table. I was like, good for you, Sutton.
There's a lot of things you don't know about me.
Actually, she has not grown on me. I don't know why I said that. I liked that moment, but then I was extremely annoyed with her when she made the sister's comment.
Yeah, I don't like her.
What are you doing? I don't like, that's such a low blow bringing the family into it.
It is such a low blow. I don't think she meant it. I think she felt backed into a corner and she came out swinging and she knew exactly where it would hurt really.
To get her out of the corner.
Yes.
I think Kyle would have been 100% in the right there and killing it if she didn't. I was so bummed when she then turned it back on her and brought up like her eating and all that. I was like, Kyle, if you didn't say that, this would have been like you would have won. This would have been Sutton's being an asshole. She brought up your sisters. You should have been like, you know what? I'm done. But then she brings up the esophagus thing and I'm like,
let's talk about the esophagus thing because I'm co-signing on what Sutton is saying about her esophagus and here's why. Easton, you can back me up on this. My dad had the same type of thing, and I kid you not, there were many, many dinners that he would have to step outside.
He'd get excited and eat too big of a piece of like meat and wouldn't chew it.
You have to chew more than like a normal person has to chew.
Because your esophagus, it has muscles. So like when it has food, it like moves like the food down.
Sure.
Okay. So, I don't know if that's true.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
I love when Easton says I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure. Like this is what
this podcast is about.
Let me know. But that's I'm pretty sure that is something that, because people deal with it. So I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
No, my dad like couldn't breathe. No, he would sit there and be going like, and it wasn't like choking. It was that the food
was stuck.
Was getting stuck. And you know, that happens to me at times when I get a little bit too excited to eat.
So it's a small esophagus.
That's what she's saying. And then this Anne Marie or Anna Marie.
I can co-sign on it for you, but I don't know why Sutton is going to attack people like that and then go, for you to come at me. It's like, well, that's what you've been doing this whole time. So how are you going to just be like,
I love it.
You can
love it,
but once somebody hits you in the face, you're done fighting?
I love it because I relate.
No.
I do the same thing. I'm the only one. You stand there while I deliver KOs.
And then once you get hit.
Then we cry in the corner. Yes, that's exactly right.
If you're going to dish this shit, take it.
Nope. Not me and Sutton. I think Sutton's a Virgo. Someone Google this. Is Sutton a Virgo? I think she might be. But Anna Marie is she an anesthesiologist?
Oh my God, I love her, by the way.
I love her too.
And she does anesthesiology, which is what I went to school for first and then dropped out after organic chem.
Now you're on the Give Them Lala podcast instead.
Worth it. Worth it. But she's a bad bitch. I love her husband. I love her family.
September 20th.
Virgo.
That's a Virgo.
Yeah.
I think it ends on the 22nd. Yep, she's a Virgo. Makes all of the senses. I love her, too. She's coming in guns blazing. She don't give a damn. She's calling everybody out if something doesn't make sense. But she's got the education to back it up. You say you're on this medication, but you can drink. You absolutely cannot.
Mm.
I know this. And she's like, well, my doctor says I can. She's like, he may say, yes, you can, but you shouldn't.
Right.
Like, I loved her, but at the same time, I know what it's like to be on a show for many years and the new girl comes in and tries to, like, put you in your place and she's actually doing it. And it's like, well, hold up.
Who the fuck are you?
Hold up. You're in my house. You better recognize.
Right.
Come with a little bit of respect, but we're all here to just earn our place, right?
Yeah.
Now I know how people felt when I stepped onto the scene. They were like, how annoying is this girl with the ass profile picture? And so then, that's what I would think about her.
Yeah.
You're annoying. My biggest takeaway from the last three episodes, last two really, that Kim reappeared. I'm so happy that she's doing so well, and I really want an art piece from her.
Beautiful. It just seems, when they flashed it on the screen, I was like, it seems not freeing, but that she's just like letting herself be creative.
It feels childish, which is, I like. You know, you have that when you're in a
great word.
Your imagination is going crazy, and it feels like that's where she was.
Yeah. It feels very innocent, and she's actually really, really good. And I love that she draws like animals. She had like all those lions that she drew. Is that like abstract-y? She does it with markers.
She does?
Yeah,
it
she
looks
brought
like, does
her
she
markers.
Use her hands at all? Because the one that they...
Are you asking if she finger paints?
Yeah. Dead serious. Did you feel, this might have just been like in my brain, when she was at the Sutton party.
Yeah.
And she said like, oh, you're a real artist, to the artist. What was that? And everyone was like, you could hear crickets. It was awkward. And was it just because... It was Kyle and...
Yes.
Okay. Because I'm like, what she's saying is not weird.
Had nothing to do with that from what I think, from what I watched, is that it was awkward. Sutton had just slammed Kyle about losing her two sisters.
Right.
And now here Kyle is, and Sutton thinks that she brought Kim in to be like, see, I am friends. But I didn't think it was calculated like that. They had just had the hike together before the blow up happened or whatever, or before the party. I don't see it that way. I think she invited her sister because she's not going to bring Mauricio. She's not fucking with him right now.
Right.
I bet Morgan was like touring somewhere. Like, who else are you going to bring?
Right. And I was watching Kim, and she was just, and I don't know, again, if this is just me, she walked in and you could tell she could feel some sort of awkwardness, but she's keeping the conversation going. She's making funny remarks. She's asking questions. I don't know. It just made me happy. I was like, you're killing it.
She is killing it.
Yeah. Good for her.
And to see from... like a few of the years of BH, her struggling with addiction and then getting clean and then hitting rocky times again, to see her back and looking so good. She just felt, she was a very grounding presence for me on the TV screen. I don't know if that's how you guys felt.
No, 100%. And that's so fantastic with Kim.
I think there's a new episode tonight. So that's what I'm going to watch.
Here's what I love about doing a podcast. It doesn't really require any glam, like at all. I can podcast in comfort, and for me, that means wearing my new favorite, super soft Quince cashmere tee. Thanks to Quince, I've got a lineup of timeless, comfortable pieces that keep me looking so chic summer after summer. Quince has premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at $30. You can find silk tops, 14-karat jewelry, and so much more. And this is my favorite part. All Quince items are 50 to 80% less than many similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes all of those savings on to us. And don't get me started on their towels. I have the Quince waffle towels at the Palm Springs house. I have them in white and they are so soft. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lala for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Lala to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Lala.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
So, again, I have been slacking on the reality TV. Someone, this really cute girl, slid into the comment section about, please watch Paris in Love. I attempted to watch the newest episode of season two, and I have to be honest with you guys. I am very particular about what I watch. I absolutely love the Kardashian family. I refuse, and I've tried, to watch the Kardashians. there's just something, and Paris in Love is very similar to Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Like, it feels like the same production team.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that it is, but it's the same type of vibe. And it's just TV that I personally am not interested in.
I can't, my attention goes other places while watching.
Same. Like, I need the petty, I need you to keep me on my toes at all times. I need the petty drama. I don't like drama being about, like, I'm so nervous about this huge performance, or I'm so nervous. I've created the entire line for Dolce & Gabbana. Like, the stakes are not high for me.
Right. It's more, right. It's more documentary. I know it's not, but it feels more documentary.
I get
style.
That, yeah.
Right, and that's great. And we're talking about shows that are extremely successful. I'm not knocking them. I'm just saying, for me personally, I just cannot get into them. So I tried, you guys.
Every time I watched, I was like, where's Nicole Richie?
Simple life.
It felt like I was watching that The Simple Life. Like, she hasn't aged a day, it feels like.
No,
like,
she looks so good.
She looks the same,
and
talks
I love
the same.
I love her sister, Nikki.
I know, but that's
Paris?
Who, when they were
or
looking.
Or Nicole, who hasn't aged a day? Paris?
Paris hasn't aged a day. No, she looks exactly
like
the same.
Like, she looks the same as she did on Simple Life.
She does.
Yeah.
Yes.
But 100%. I was, like, when it was her and Nikki, I was always like, damn, I wish it was
I
Nicole.
Like when she goes from talking with, like, her deep voice, and she's like, because that's, you know, I just really love that.
Yeah.
That's hot.
It's so cute. And then, well, because I was on a different page, so I watched season one, episode one.
Oh, yeah, we were on very different pages.
She did that with her wedding dress. She's trying on her wedding dress. And in the interview, she's, like, using her voice. And then it cuts to the wedding dress scene, and she's, like, businesswoman talking. I'm like, oh, damn.
No, she a bad bitch.
She is.
I love Paris Hilton.
But I agree with you guys.
You know, Logan Noh did the set design for the intro of that and, like, the cover art for
That's awesome.
He's very
the
talented.
Peacock. Mm-hmm. He did all of that. So I'm very, he kills it.
No, I'm very impressed with everything that he does. He's got a good eye.
All right, so this is what I learned from a tile I saw on Instagram about Miami and SLC. Lisa Hochstein and Angie K are in the same cheetah print or leopard. What's the difference between a leopard and a cheetah? I think that's leopard.
Leopard.
I think
leopard
cheetah
is
just the black.
No, I think they're different. All I know is leopards are bigger,
are different.
Cheetahs are
I'm
smaller
Googling
and faster.
It. But the prints are different.
Leopard versus cheetah.
Is cheetah print bigger?
Yeah,
cheetah,
see, this is cheetah print.
And
so
leopard,
you guys leopard. Can, so anyone listening, cheetahs have solid, round, or oval-shaped spots. Leopards have irregular-shaped spots.
I bet our listeners are like, yeah, guys, no shit.
They're like, yeah, no fucking shit. Idiot.
So they have the same leopard look on. So here's my two cents. Angie K has completely won me over. I really, really dig her now. And I did not dig her at first.
I haven't watched any of the seasons, but, well,
it's her first season. It's her first season.
I know, but, like, I haven't watched any of the episodes other than, like, kind of when we stopped. So from what I have seen, like, the last thing I think we saw was, that I've seen was her talking with her husband about her husband.
Oh, it's been a minute.
And that
it's been
was a minute. But that's the last thing that from that episode, I have started to like her more and, like, things like that. But I haven't kept up, so I have to watch some
we'll
more
do a rewatch.
I
haven't watched caught up on Southern Charm. Anyway, here are my thoughts on this. So apparently people are saying that when Housewives cities are filming and going to be airing around the same time, the casts should start a group chat about what their interview looks are going to be for the season so that this doesn't happen as much. Because it happens a lot with the Housewives. Even at BravoCon, at the Bravos, we had Garcelle and Marge wearing the same dress. It happens a lot. It's happened on BH with the cute little pink blazer dress with Erica Jane and Lisa Rinna. It happens all the time. Okay?
It shouldn't happen
ever.
In the same city.
I kind of like it. I like it being done.
It should not happen in the same city. When it happens in different cities, I'm like, okay, you're in different cities. Same city, there's no excuse.
Yeah, BravoCon, that should be something else where you're not there.
But
on this type of stuff, and I like it because I think it was E, when they, who wore it better?
You like who wore it better?
Yeah.
So you like people pitting women against each other? Is that what you're saying?
Is that what you're saying?
Wow. No, but yes, maybe.
No.
But no, I like the who, and seeing
this. We are doing a who wore it better right now.
I know, and I would just say, like, I wouldn't even, seeing these at different shots, I would have been like, oh, they're both, like, wearing, I wouldn't have been like,
I would have been like, they're both wearing...
They're both wearing the same print. Leopard. Very different looks.
They're different cities, yeah?
Yeah.
Different okay. cities, but here's the thing. We're dealing with women who have a lot of access to a lot of things. They're able to pull from runways. They want the newest looks. However, I will say this. My girl, Dorit, wore Coco Chanel finger gloves mm-hmm. In the most recent episode at Sutton's party.
Yeah.
And I have those same gloves, and they were from a few seasons ago. So just saying.
So
last season.
So last season.
Maybe but she's had them for like six seasons, bitch.
She probably has. And I just don't think that I'm not into the seasons. I don't look at something and go like that. I wouldn't even know. Literally, the only reason I knew that about her gloves is because I have them and I know when I got them. Like, I would never know otherwise. But I will say this. Ange and Lise both look fantastic, but I feel like Angie K kind of just took a picture of Kim Kardashian's Dolce & Gabbana looks and they just completely did a copy and paste.
She looks amazing.
She looks amazing, but it's like the big choker with the cross. The hair is the same, which I'm convinced that Kim Kardashian's team took this hairstyle from me because I've been rocking it since season 9 is when I really fell in love with the updo and the bang.
Well, it's a Pam Anderson.
Okay, so maybe I stole it from Pam and then they stole it from me. and I think Lisa made it her own. That's what I'm going to say about that. Let's go back to our fun stuff.
Okay.
So I have... Just a quick, because we are going into the holidays and we haven't done one holiday story. So I want to, So
happy holidays, everyone, by the way.
I told you guys that we really like to bowl during the holidays.
Yes.
So we're in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Fat Cats.
That's absolutely right. It's Fat Cats and Pizza Factory in one building.
It's like a giant arcade bowl.
Yeah. It's amazing.
The whole shit. Fun. The whole kit and caboodle.
And this guy that I'm dating brings his parents and his son to meet my family. My dad, goes to bowl and steps a little too far over the line. So he's like on the lane and he does the splits. Okay. Now he's hurting. He's a hurting. So he sits down and my mom's like, I'm going to go get you a beer. So my mom leaves, comes back with a pitcher of beer, and my dad's like this. And my mom goes, you are so funny. Is it because I took so long? Kent. And he just like slithers out of the chair. Okay. He's passed out from the pain. He finally comes to. And keep in mind, I've been dealing with health issues with my dad since the age of 8. Okay. All right. So anything like this that happens, I'm like, this is when my dad dies.
Is he dying?
He would get a paper cut. And I'd be like, this is where my dad dies.
He ginger snap. Oh, this is a Christmas story too.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So go on and then we'll bring up that one.
So he finally comes to, but he's disoriented. So he's like walking around aimlessly. And he's like not listening to anyone. He goes outside. We're trying to stop him. He goes outside. Bowling shoes.
Ice. So he's about to slip again.
Okay. By this time, we've already called 911 and the ambulance arrives and they're like, well, who's letting him walk with bowling shoes on sheer ice? And we're like, if you can get him to like stop doing what he's doing.
Help us.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So that happened. It was traumatizing. You should have his entire, I'm not even kidding you.
From the bottom of his ass.
From the bottom of his ass.
No.
To the back of his knee. Black and blue.
And
he always, like, that's the thing. If you, like, I would be messing with him. And, like, I'd punch him here and there. And I did it when I was, like, 15, 16. And, like, he'd be like, hey, you really can't do that. And I'd go, all right. And then it was, like, a day later. And he goes, hey, remember when you punched me?
Well, you hardly punched. It was, like, what dad. Yeah. And,
right.
Like, just like a nice
like, oh, you fool. Yeah.
He was on Coumadin. Because he had a heart, so very thin
blood. Yeah, he was on Coumadin.
Coumadin got him. So he ate a ginger snap cookie. It was Christmas again.
And we were at Spaghetti Factory. It's the factories. Pizza Factory, Spaghetti Factory. Eats a ginger snap and keeps going.
Yeah, ginger snap cuts his tongue. Cuts his tongue so bad that he has to go get stitches because they can't stop the bleeding.
What?
I know.
It was like bleeding to death.
Because of the medication.
Because of the Coumadin.
They could never get it regulated. Yeah. It was so strange. So I always was on the verge of thinking that my dad was going to die. Now that he's dead.
I don't ever have those thoughts.
Now I don't have those thoughts anymore. But I can look back at stories like this. And
laugh.
And be like, oh, my dad.
Just a tender.
Just tender.
The fact that you're a mom, though.
He is a bubble boy.
Yeah.
Can you picture her with the pitcher of beer?
And like laughing.
Yeah.
Are you doing that because I took so long? Kent?
Kent? She couldn't find the table quick enough.
Oh, Lisa.
No, she was like, glug, 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 and then took care of him. Just kidding. The next thing I want to talk about is, oh, by the way, did you know that, this is a quick one that we don't need to talk about, but I saw a video of Stassi. She posted like a promo of her podcast with Taylor Strecker, and they were like, Taylor Swift fully coming for Kim Kardashian in Time's People of, or Person of the Year was everything. And I was like, what happened with that? Mm-hmm. Apparently it was like the phone call. Did you guys hear about that? Where like Kanye West called Taylor for permission about, I feel like me and Taylor might still have sex.
Right.
But he left out the part where he said, why? Because I made that bitch famous.
Yes.
He left out that part.
Yeah.
And Kim like recorded the phone call, which by the way is completely, if both parties were in California, is like completely illegal.
I know. I wonder how they, I don't know how they got around it. I think it was through like a documentary or something. Like when, okay. How
but
did
I still
the,
like even to put it on the documentary. Because even
then, you have to have sign off from the other person.
There was something Kim did to get around it. But Taylor, but this was like forever ago. That's why I'm so confused.
Well, you had something to say about it.
Okay. So I didn't read the article, but Taylor, what it
shocker.
Sounds like.
We didn't
shocking,
read the article.
Read the headlines though. And it sounds like Taylor just basically came, said because of the thing that Kim did, Taylor went and like hid out or something and it ruined her life momentarily. Is that what you were telling
me? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you were like, I don't like when she does this whole like.
I don't. And I know I'm going to get, you guys are going to come for me. But
Swifties
it's like.
Swifties are coming for you.
Well.
Let them come.
I'll let you guys come for me.
As long as you hit the follow button as well.
Yeah. It just like. Taylor.
You said she's come so far.
She's come so far. Don't fall back into the victim-y thing. And I know it's like the word victim is such a hot button word.
Like a buzzword, you
think? It's such a buzzword. But yeah, it's like I love the bad bitch, the reputation bad bitch who came out swinging and was like, I'm not going to let you affect me. I'm not going to let you take me down. You are in Time's, what is it, most influential?
Person of the year.
Don't go back to that. You're so much bigger and better than that.
But here's the thing that I feel like the person who says something like that always gets so much hate.
Mm-hmm.
The interviewer or the writer asked the question. She
That's
just answered
true.
It.
That's very true. And if she said, I'm not going to answer, then that would have been awkward too. So I totally
She's person
agree.
Of the year. The reason why people have fallen in love with her is because she's gone. She's been through it all.
Mm-hmm.
She's had the heartbreak. She's had the dude where he wasn't worth it. He wasn't worth it at all. And she came out on top. She's been through, you know, feeling like I am a very popular artist, but this has taken me out. I can't get out of bed. This is too much for me. To, oh my gosh, I'm person of the year. Like, we've been able to go through all of the ups and downs, and it humanizes her, where it's like, oh, wow, you could, it takes me back to when I was crying to my dad about something that someone had said to me at school. And he said, and I've said this on the podcast before, I've told this story. He said, Lauren, you want to go out to Hollywood, and you want to be somebody where everyone knows you, and they can say whatever they want. The whole world could say whatever they want about you. But you can't even take this, like, dumb bitch at school saying X, Y, and Z. And I was like, well, if I ever made it, I'd be, you know, at the top of my game and I wouldn't care what anyone said. And it's like, not the case.
Mm-hmm.
You still get affected, right? You're still a person.
Right.
And no matter how much money or fame comes your way, you still will get hurt by someone saying something not kind about you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I disagree with you. Don't change your mind, though, because I don't want
my podcaster
friends to be like, Jessica, your lips on her.
I'm not changing my mind. In fact, I think that was that whole situation. I always thought Kim was in the right. Because
really? They
came for Kanye. They came for her husband. And she had this thing that she could have come out and said, like, no, you guys, she sat on this for a while. I don't necessarily think in the right for recording. I don't know the legalities of all that. But they came for Kanye. And Kim was like, what the hell? They spoke on the phone. So I had always thought that that was a little, because then Taylor was on the red carpet and she's like, yeah, I didn't, whatever. But I just
I think Taylor can do whatever she wants to Kanye. For him to walk up on stage.
Now, Kanye, oh, yeah.
Yeah, like,
now
for,
he's
he
always
went
been
on stage
a dick,
for her biggest moment, and you were going to walk on stage and just say Beyonce had the best. For him to do that, she can do whatever the fuck she wants to Kanye, and I don't think anything is, there's nothing.
Well, especially with the shit that he comes out of his mouth.
Yeah,
but
like,
just
anything
like, don't
that,
let him use you. I would, if Kanye would have called me and I was Taylor, hey, can I say this about you in a song? I'd say, absolutely not. No, you can't use my name in a song to get more listens. No.
Yeah, you can absolutely use it. I'll have someone send you a contract of how much I'll be getting paid for you to use my name and likeness.
Yes.
You twat.
Yes, like, but she said yes. And I was like, anyway.
Anyway, moving on. There's a new maybe power couple in town, Camila Cabello and Drake.
Ooh, that'd be a hot couple. I saw the photos of them, and where were they?
Turks and Caicos.
I feel like that's where he like lives full time.
Oh, really? Is he there a lot?
He's fucking always there. Yeah, every time I see it, it's like, saw Drake. Like, people, like, they go viral because they're, like, with Drake at, like, this little bar. And it's like, Drake bought shots for everyone. And, like, you just see him, like,
maybe he has a home there.
And then he, like, he just gets on his jet ski and just leaves the bar. I'm
guessing really, it's really easy when you have, like, unlimited funds to be on a PJ. Like,
right.
When you have that type of money, then you can be like Taylor Swift performing in Tokyo one night and at a Chiefs football game the next. Mm-hmm. Just that's how it works.
What do you think about them?
I love it. But there's, like, Camila Cabello and Drake can do no wrong in my eyes. So them together, it's like, I'm digging this.
That's a hot couple.
That's a hot couple.
Beautiful couple.
Kendall Jenner and Bad Bunny are over after 10 months. I never bought into them as a couple.
I didn't even know they were dating until I saw that in the notes.
They just, I didn't really either. I thought we were still like up in the air. They were together. It's like, they've been seen together, but like, are they dating?
Yeah,
I don't know.
When you said that, I was like, I didn't know they were dating.
Honestly, same.
Yeah.
I read it. Right. I read it. Did you guys see that an agency got sick and tired of influencers' egos, so they just, like, created an AI model who earns $11,000 a month?
It's going well for us. I was the one behind it.
Oh, but
I would. If
I was like, why are you doing this podcast?
If I saw people, like, I would hate dealing with influencers and stuff.
Who
it's like,
makes
maybe
the
I
money, though? I wonder that. Is
the
it
agency.
The company who made
so
the AI?
The agency created it, and they just have been posting that about it and pretending they're an influencer? Is that... Because I saw that.
Like, who's running the Instagram
who's
page?
Who's running the Instagram?
Who created her?
Who writes the copy? That all goes into being an influencer.
100%.
So I just wonder.
I don't know. Probably, I only read the headline.
Yeah.
Sorry. All right.
Let us know, everybody.
Look into it. What's her name? Bad Baby, Catch Me Outside, is pregnant with her first child.
Do we know the father?
Congrats.
No.
Is she?
Maybe. I don't know. Probably. I'm sure she knows who the father is. She freaking killed it.
I've never seen anybody go like that off of a
anyone
Dr. Phil.
Kill it so hard. She's got music with like Lil Yachty.
Yeah.
Right?
She pops off. No, she's
like people,
she's great.
Speechless.
No, can I tell you?
Speechless.
People can't stand her.
I love her. I can't.
I
love her.
I want her on the podcast.
I would.
How did you go from being a disrespectful shit to your mama on Dr. Phil to like
paying her bills?
11 milli.
Mm-hmm.
Pay tons of cash. She got stacks.
She got stacks.
On stacks. Her mom is like, no, I'm very blessed. She was an asshole to me at first.
Yeah.
Like, I dare you to go on Dr. Phil, be an asshole, and then become Bad Baby.
I would like to have that.
How are you doing it?
I would love to have Dr. Phil interview her again. That would be the first time Dr. Phil would be like,
I'm interviewing her.
Get her on the podcast. By the way, I was all for her.
Get her on the podcast?
I thought her mom was rude. I didn't like her mom.
I'm sorry. I love Bad Baby.
Bad Baby I like.
I refuse to call her anything but Bad Baby. Like Danielle Hill. It is Bad Baby. With H's.
Bad.
Bad Baby.
Bad Baby. Bad Baby. Okay, so Lisa found this article. And she's double glassed.
We love that.
She's like, Lauren, doctors issue a warning after man tears his throat by trying to stop a sneeze.
Hey, that just takes it right back. To the esophagus that has muscles. That's why
there
you can
go.
Tear.
You
yeah, it's Doctor a tear. That's a muscle.
Well, let me tell you.
And I also looked it up, and it says
a man in
stretch.
His.
Go on.
Oh, did you look up the esophagus?
Yeah, it
okay,
just says it simulates the smooth muscles that make up the walls of your esophagus. So, like,
that
helps
sick.
The food. So that might be what Sutton and people have is like their muscles aren't helping the food.
Oh, so it's just like a drop shoot.
Yeah.
Good luck.
So,
Don't die.
We may need some water with this. You need a Niagara Falls, this bitch, down into that tummy.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So,
I just pictured, like, a pelican, yeah? Just from Nemo.
A man in his 30s was driving in his car when he had a sneezing episode. He attempted to stifle. Okay, so it sounds like it was back-to-back. I had a sixth grade teacher. I thought it was third. No, Mrs. Hollingworth.
No.
Where she would stop us and she'd go...
It was Mrs. Hollingsworth.
And we would count.
Count 32.
And we
one
kept
time.
Them on the side of the whiteboard to keep it as a record. I was there for one of the records, 47 sneezes.
Yeah. She, like, the.
But she wouldn't let it out?
She just sneezed like that. She would go. Like
she'd go. She'd be reading and then just go.
Mm-hmm. And we'd all count. It was like the funnest game ever.
Oh, that's wild.
So, anyway, he was having a sneezing episode. He attempted to stifle the sneezes by pinching his nose and closing his mouth. Immediately, he started experiencing severe neck pain. Well, obviously.
Okay.
In addition to the pain, the man's neck was swollen and had minimal range of movement. Following an X-ray and CT, scans showed the man suffered a tear in the trachea, also known as the windpipe. Well, he needs to call Dr. What's his name? Dr. Paolo. Did you see that?
No.
The plastic windpipes?
Oh my God!
Wait, what?
The bad doctor?
Yes. Well, I didn't see him.
Somebody
told
has
Medicia or
go
something.
On. Yeah. I need to hear this now.
What? No, he tore his. You know, if you stifle your sneeze, your eyes can pop out
yeah.
of your head.
Well, I was
Dr. Macarini. He tore his windpipe. So Dr. Macarini, he's not really a doctor, but he created plastic windpipes that he claimed if you were to put stem cells on the plastic windpipe. And then put it into a human being, it would grow its own windpipe around the plastic with its own stem cells. Out of his 8 patients, only one is still living. So I'm joking about hiring him,
yeah.
But I haven't heard about a trauma with the windpipe since I watched documentary.
I do, okay. That, yeah, I'll just do research. I would like to know if, like, the patients that he had were going to die, and it was, like, something that he was trying to do to prevent
well,
the
there's
death,
actually,
or right. if he killed them. Like, I'm assuming they were going to die, and he's like,
well, he's in jail.
Well, let me tell you something.
I don't know.
Yes, only for a year and a half.
So
what?
Maybe he did kill the patients.
Well, it's a back and forth, because some, I think there was one woman who was terminally ill. Do not quote me. I'd have to go back and watch. But then another woman who literally said, I am rotting from the inside. People can't even stand to be around me because I stink and I am coughing up my own flesh.
Oh, my God.
No, and then in the documentary, they were doing one about, so it's like a documentary about a documentary. They were filming one about him because it was like groundbreaking science. And in it, his colleague comes up to him and he's like, the windpipe is 3 centimeters, millimeters, I don't know, I'm bad with that shit.
Okay.
too short. And Dr. Macarini says, I don't give a shit.
You have to give a shit.
He didn't give a shit.
No, he didn't.
No, it was horrifying. You have to watch it. Because
what's it
it's
called?
That side.
Yeah, what is
I think
it?
It's called The Bad Doctor.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's his side, but also a woman that he falls in love with and what he did to her.
Mm.
Crazy. She's essentially the one who was like, fuck this guy. I'm outing him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if he lied about this part of his life.
There's a lot of other shit behind
yes.
the door.
Okay. Well, that was so fun. You
also,
guys.
That was sneezing. Fun.
Happy holidays.
Right? Happy holidays.
We literally told one holiday story. What are you doing for the holiday,
the
Jess?
Ginger snap, too.
I am going to go to see my family in Arizona, but just for a couple days. I'm going to go on the 23rd and come back the 26th. So it's going to be.
Oh, that's quick.
Very quick. How about you guys?
We are going to make our way to Palm Springs.
Love it.
Whoop, whoop.
Yep. Fun. We're going to go to Palm Springs. Sheena will be there. So we'll celebrate Christmas Day just at the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then she has a Christmas party that night. She's having one on Christmas Eve and Christmas night. And then my brother and sister-in-law and niece and nephew are going to come out on the 26th and stay through New Year. So it'll be very exciting.
We'll be That's rocking so around the Christmas tree, baby.
Rocking around the Christmas tree.
So fun.
I'm going to buy hella eggnog.
Did you guys see?
I won't shout out the brand. There's an almond milk eggnog. And it's like, because the one problem for me with eggnog is I'm like, look at all these chemicals in here. You guys probably do.
I've never looked.
I'm like, look at all these chemicals. There's an almond, two almond milk eggnogs, one at normal grocery stores.
Oh, normal?
Yes. And they look so good, and I can't wait to try it.
Will you send them to me?
Yes.
And I'm an eggnog without...
Should we try them in Palm Springs?
Oh, cool. Post them.
I will.
Post them and tag the podcast page and whatnot. Yeah. I love that. Instead of doing an ache and relief, I'd like to do what our New Year's resolutions are.
I love that.
Just because we're going to be having the live show that I had with Stassi a couple months ago. We recorded it, and that's what's going to be airing next week. So let's do our New Year's resolutions now. Eastie, do you want to start us off?
Yeah, I can. Okay. My New Year's resolution, to be on like a regiment, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like just
more structured?
Yeah, structured plan. I want to like start getting up at a certain time, no matter what time I go to bed. You know, I just want to keep a structured plan. Gym, I don't go to the gym. Would not like to. Not to like lift. Just cardio, things like that. Just to keep and maintain a healthy body and hopefully... healthy mind with it, you know?
That's great.
So that's
I love
that.
Do.
So that's my, that's
okay.
My New Year's resolution. It's kind
I
of
like
just
that.
Me. Look, how can I find meaning and be the best me?
Ooh.
That's mine.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I like that.
Jess, do you have one?
I like that. Mine kind of goes off that. I have a ton, but one that I'll focus on is regimented because in 2024, I would like to compete in a jiu-jitsu competition.
And we would all
I am there.
We want to make signs for this.
No,
can
I will.
Please?
I'll have five.
And t-shirts.
I recently like went and did like a little social night and watched the fight with 10th Planet Burbank crew. And they were like, you should. You totally. But I think it's going to be a year. So I could see it being like literally the very end of 2024.
That doesn't matter. 2024 is 2024, baby.
That's true. How about you, La?
I kind of have two. I would... like to kind of do the same thing that you guys both said. I'd like to get more centered. I'd like to focus on my mind, body, and soul a little bit more and get healthy, not just talk about it, actually be about it.
I have a question for you that I would like to do, even if you. I want to align my chakras.
Mm, I'm
That's
all about
that
it.
I want to try doing.
Yeah. So, yeah. Let's
Go
align
on.
Them chakras. And then I think the other thing in 2024, same with your jiu-jitsu. I don't know when in 2024. But I would like to finally create my Bumble account and start putting myself out there.
Woo!
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
This is exciting.
That is.
Yeah. I think I've actually started like a thing in my notes about like what I would put in my Bumble profile. Like, I don't know, just kind of dicking around. Thinking like what would one put into a Bumble profile?
It is.
And so I've created
it. It's
going
to be funny when she's going to like when you find something off of this and it's going to be starting from a dicking around. I was just dicking around and
right.
that's what I found.
Right.
Now I'm getting dicked around. Dicking around a dicked around.
Oh, you're so wrong for that.
And you know what? Next year, because of if you do actually do that, which I believe you will, you might have a little, what do they call it? Cuffing season? You might have a little something.
Oh, I love a cuff season.
Cuff, cuff.
Ooh. Cuff, cuff. Cuff me up. A killing clank. A killing clank. Bed post me. you guys, this was a really fun podcast. I was unsure how it would go.
I was very nervous because
I'm tapped out of 2023. I just have to be honest.
Well, good, because this is our last
I know.
Recorded episode of 2023. Happy holidays, everyone. And you know what? Happy holidays, Easton. Happy holidays, Law.
Happy holidays
Another
to you.
Another holiday spent with you. Well, this is my
first
with,
you, yeah.
But with you, Law, and I couldn't be more grateful.
I'm very grateful too, Easton. Welcome to the Give Them La La podcast.
Thank you guys for having me, and it's
Jessica,
fun to be a part of.
We're so happy to have you,
yeah,
Jessica.
But you're stuck. We already know that.
I love you so much.
I love you.
And to all of my listeners who have been here for a very long time, or people who have just joined in 2023, thank you so much for making this podcast such a success, but also allowing me and my friends to have a safe space to come and joke around and hopefully give you guys a little bit of like lightheartedness in a world that can be extremely heavy at times. I appreciate you. Please have the happiest of holidays. I hope it's filled with so much love, and we will catch you in the new year.
Love you guys.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.